Yeah.
Half inch deep on the ground.
Yeah.
I think it's, I'd just beat everything up. Like them strawberries out there, you wouldn't pick another berry if you'd had that hail here. Seen them all.
This won't ruin them, will
it? It is messing them up bad, though. They're rotting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you leave them on too long, though.
Well, they're just naturally going to rot anyway if you keep enough of moist, you know, to ruin them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just throw a lot of them there in the middle, as I noticed Mary did this morning.
Yeah.
They need some cool weather and they need some sunshine, you know, dry air.
Mm-hmm.
And the price of them goes down when this hits a berry season like this. The quality of berry goes down and the price goes down with it. Now, they was getting about $12 a crate for their berries. Now, that would have dropped way down. But it costs money to grow them things. Now, they put a bit of bisqueen. You've seen over how they grow them, haven't you, over here around Albany? Have you been around there? They got a stuff they put, it's a black. You put it down on the ground, set your plant through it, you know. I don't know what you'd really call the name of that stuff. I got some of it in there, but ain't no grass, nothing can grow up through it, you know.
Yeah.
And you set through it and you're through. But it costs you some money. They got a machine over there they lay it with and it puts dirt up on the edge of it where it can't. It'll blow off, you know, if it ain't weighted down with dirt.
Yeah. Well, the type, talking about the weather you got around here, today is an awful, what kind of day?
I guess we call it a rainy day.
Rainy day.
We've had an unusual spell of this. I went in the hospital last Wednesday. And it was bad, you know, muggy weather then, cloudy, you know, and showery. And every day since has been like that.
Yeah. Now, when you have a lot of rain in a little time, that's called a...
Sometimes we call it a flood or, you know, a real flop down. We got a lot of names.
Yeah, ever call them a frog grounder?
Or... Oh, yeah, yeah. Strangler. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Now, something like this that has a lot of popping and noise with it, that's a...
That there's your electric storms whenever you have a lot of thunder and lightning, really heavy, you know.
Yeah.
Them's electric storms. Them's dangerous too, when that lightning was flashing, you know, didn't hit anything. Yeah.
That's the truth.
I dread it about as bad as I do severe winds, you know. We're in an area here that gets hit once in a while from these sheer, I don't know what you'd call them, tropical storms or long storms. They come into the Gulf there and maybe make up down here in the Gulf of Mexico. And they come up this river here sometimes, you know. They go where the least resistance is, you know. And if it's just right, well, we get them. Them things are bad.
Well, this is the ozone belt, isn't it?
I guess so. I've seen about six or seven of them, eight, maybe ten in my lifetime.
Bad ones?
Some of them is real bad, yeah. And
you had any damage to your...
No great damage, no. But I have seen 100-mile wind, you know. But it was a straight wind. Oh, yeah. But it played havoc with the timber. It was really laid down. But fortunately, very few people ever lost their lives from it. But sometimes they got these tornadoes, you call them, come to them. And that there's when they're bad, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we call them hurricanes, is usually what we call them, you know. But one may blow. Yeah, they won't blow maybe